It was a very, very tough game for us, very difficult game, and a game which could have gone either way. Gloucester, our side, are just improving all the time, and you know, the players are saying in the change room that they expect Gloucester to beat a lot of teams and win a lot of matches this year, and it was a tough game. Their kick chase and their defence was at a very high level. But we just had enough to be resilient and to bounce back from some setbacks along the way. And it's a hallmark of this team to show that kind of character and that kind of effort.
I think a couple of us in the press box were saying that there was a game of rugby that was threatening to break out there at one stage this afternoon, but it didn't really quite find its way together to do so.
Yeah, but obviously there was four tries in the first 20 minutes and thereafter it became a bit of a stalemate. You know, both defences were very good. It felt at the start of the second half and a few times towards the end that we were very close to clicking as an attacking unit, but credit their defence, I thought it was outstanding. But equally, we were good in defence as well, and that was the tail of the second half, and it was just nudging ourselves in front and doing enough.
How surprised were you towards the end there when Gloucester had a favourable position? They decided to kick for the post rather than going for the corner with only 4 points to the deficit.
Listen, it's not for me to comment on their decisions. They're a good side. They're a very, very well coached side. They're going to get better and better. I think they've been unbelievably unfortunate the whole season, to be honest. I think everybody saw how good they can be last weekend against Wasps, and we're just grateful to have got over the line today.
You mentioned it was a bit of a scrap today. How much have you had to adapt to really be comfortable to play out a game of this nature today?
You know, we've got a group of players, and we know their strengths. And our scrum today was very good. Our maul at times was very good. After the first 60 seconds, we defended tremendously well and worked hard for each other. So this time of year, really, it's not about playing your absolutely best rugby. It's about getting the job done and doing enough to get the job done, and showing character and resilience and working hard for each other. And we've got a team who like to do that.
It's obviously a testing phase of the season that you mentioned there with the Autumn Internationals and another weekend of those to come next week. How much has that tested the depth and the resolve, I suppose, of the squad?
Well, everyone knows who's away, and we don't like to talk about that, because we've got a group here who are fighting very hard for each other. You know, we set them the challenge of this three-game series, and we've done really well for the first two games, and we've got a difficult fixture away in Bath next week, and we'll really roll our sleeves up and try and get some points up there as well.
Encouraging signs, though, before the start of this game. I noticed Maro Itoje was out there in the warm-up. How close is he to a return?
He sees his consultant on Tuesday evening. He hasn't done any rugby sessions yet. Hasn't done any kind. He hasn't had any involvement at all. But hopefully this week he can have an involvement if the surgeon gives him the all clear on Tuesday, and then we'll take it from there.
And on another front, Billy Vanapona had an injury yesterday playing for England. What have you heard so far about Billy's situation?
No, he's had his scans today, and those scans are being read as we speak. Really. And we all hope for the best, of course, but I'm sure the news will come out in due course.
And on you go next weekend to a trip to Bath and a game at the Rec, early kickoff. Again, you mentioned that it's the last of this set of fixtures in the autumn period. How much of a test will they prove?
Well, they're riding high in the Premiership this year. I think they're unbeaten at the Rec in the Premiership this year. It's going to be a difficult challenge. They've got a couple of players away as well, but I think all season they've shown some real resilience as well, and an ability to get the job done and do what's necessary. And it's going to be a tough match for us, and we just got to see how we wash up after this game, body count wise, and make sure we go up there and just show the same effort and character that we showed today.